Hey, DBF. So on that, the only thing I could recommend is check your location settings. I'm pretty sure they have some pretty aggressive privacy settings, so you have to allow location all the time, and I think you have to allow precise location for those specific apps, depending on what you're doing. And then also check the battery saver options for that. iPhone optimizes everything. I can't say that I've ever had a problem with the GPSs like that. That's kind of weird. I'm thinking it might be a setting. And as far as, you know, things it does better, pretty rudimentary fundamental stuff like texting. I like iMessage more than I like the RCS stuff with Android. It's just more fluid, it feels like, just navigating through the menus. It's just snappier, it seems like. And that is the one thing, hands down, it kills any Android phone on, is the Bluetooth integration with AirPods. And the AirTags and all that stuff there. I forgot what the chip's called, but that is just so much better than anything else. Like, I've got Samsung smart trackers for my kids, and AirTags blow them out of the water. The Bluetooth connection with AirPods versus, like, my Ray-Ban that I have on, exponentially better on iPhone. Just little things like that don't really matter.